You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Well, the term landslide is thrown around in politics rather cheaply, but it's safe to say that the numbers last night in West Virginia were an authentic landslide, if not entirely unexpected landslide, for Hillary Clinton. She took the state with a more than 40 percentage point lead, a more than 2-1 victory over Barack Obama. Emily Corio is a reporter for West Virginia Public Broadcasting. She was with the Clinton campaign. She joins us. Thank you very much for joining us, Emily.
Thank you.
What accounts for the fact that there was such strong turnout in West Virginia, even though the outcome wasn't unexpected? What message do you think people were responding to?
Well, I think they were interested in voting because for one of the few times here in the state, this primary they felt like actually mattered. Our primary is late. It's one of the last in the nation. And so usually the nominee is picked by now. But people really felt like they had a stake in this race, and they wanted to come out, and they wanted to participate.
Now, the people that you spoke to last night with the Clinton campaign and the voters who you spent time with, do they believe that Hillary Clinton has a chance at the nomination? When she says she's going all the way, do they believe that she could make it to the White House?
Oh, they most certainly do. Two women, their sisters that I spoke to yesterday, were almost pleading, you know, when I interviewed them. They said, you know, I hope she doesn't give up. Don't listen to these people that want her to drop out. She will beat McCain. Obama cannot. So they don't want her. They don't want to see her drop out.
Is this a Cinderella story where you just sort of love the underdog, or are they making a calculation that an African American cannot be elected president against John McCain?
They're making a calculation that they don't believe Senator Barack Obama can be elected against McCain.
And what do you think are, from the perspective of West Virginia voters, Barack Obama's main liabilities? What did people tell you?
I heard, just anecdotally, I heard that inexperience was a problem. I heard that that Obama's former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, was a problem. They felt that that was a huge liability for Obama. And that's actually why several people told me if Obama ends up winning the nomination, they will just stay home in November. They won't vote at all because they can't get behind Barack Obama because of the controversy with his former pastor, and they don't want to get behind McCain because they feel like that'll be another 4 years of George Bush.
Certainly a message Hillary Clinton hopes to exploit in the neighboring state of Kentucky, which has its primary next Tuesday. There were no counties that Barack Obama won in
right.
West Virginia. Did you run into any Barack Obama supporters in all of your reporting yesterday?
Well, you know, I say that because I interviewed this woman who was leaving the Hillary Clinton event yesterday, and you know, I was asking her about what she thought of Hillary Clinton's speech, and she said, you know, I thought it was great, and I said, well, did you support her? And she would not say. She did not want to say who she supported, but she said, you know what, I'm going to vote for whoever, whichever Democrat is nominated, I will vote for them, but my dream ticket would be Clinton and Obama, but she wouldn't say in which order.
You know, you've spent a lot of time certainly the past few years as a reporter in West Virginia, right, Emily?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you've noted a transformation that's taken place. I mean, prior to this campaign, the Clintons weren't necessarily the most popular politicians in the minds of people of West Virginia. Has she gained something in this race?
Well, actually, Clinton did win West Virginia. What's changed is that in the last two presidential elections, West Virginia went Republican. And that was a change for West Virginia. So West Virginians did support George Bush in the past two elections. But actually, they did support President Bill Clinton.
He's a favorite son.
Right.
Definitely
so I think
a favorite
that
son.
Helps Hillary, right. too. They know Hillary because Bill has been here, and in fact, one of Obama's spokesmen last night, Obama was not in West Virginia last night, but a spokesman for him in the state our state auditor, actually, Glenn Gaynor, said that, you know, Bill came here. One of his first speeches after winning as president was here in West Virginia, and he came here.
And certainly Bill Clinton had a better time campaigning in West Virginia than probably any place else in this campaign. Emily Corio, reporter for West Virginia Public Broadcasting, thanks for joining us, and thank your colleagues there at West Virginia Public Broadcasting for helping us during this campaign. You've been terrific. Thanks.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.